The scripture I want to share with you this morning is in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verses 12 through 17. Timothy was Paul's protege, for so to speak. 1 and 2 Timothy is sort of like a pastoral letter. Paul wasn't available to help Timothy in the church that he put him at. So Paul was in prison, and he wrote Timothy a letter about how to handle things in a pastoral sense and to help people in the church. So this is where we pick it up. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and then I'll drop down to 12 and 17. Greetings from Paul. This letter is from Paul, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, appointed by the command of God and our Savior, by Christ Jesus our hope. It is written to Timothy, my true child in the faith. May God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace. So back to the scriptures, starting at verse 12. New Living Translation says this: how thankful I am to Christ Jesus our Lord for considering me trustworthy and appointing me to serve him. Even though I used to scoff at the name of Christ, I hunted down his people, harming them in every way that I could. But God had mercy on me because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. That's what happens with people when they're chastising God and this and that. They just do it out of ignorance and unbelief. But once that transformation takes place, like what happened to Paul, life becomes different. Oh, how kind and gracious the Lord was. He filled me completely with faith in the love of Christ Jesus. This is a true saying, and everyone should believe it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, which I was the worst of them all. But that is why God had mercy on me, so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with the worst of sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life. Glory and honor to God forever and ever. For he is the eternal King and the unseen one who never dies. He alone is God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.